Welcome back to Carriker and Smallman on 101 ESPN. Michelle and Randy, and what a weekend it was over at Norwood Hills Country Club for the inaugural Ascension Charity Classic presented by Emerson. And joining us now is Nick Ragone from Ascension, and we've talked to him a lot leading up to the tournament, which was an amazing success. Nick, first of all, thanks for joining us this morning, and congratulations on the success of the tournament over the weekend.
You know, thank you, Randy and Michelle. And I, you know, if I try to script this whole week and then the Sunday, I couldn't have done it because nobody would have believed it. The script, the perfect weather, the field, the attendance, the 9/11 ceremony we did on Saturday. And then to have that ending, I just have to say, with David Toms and Dickie making that putt, going into a playoff, David winning it, which he's an amazing, gracious, humble man. And then for him, on the Golf Channel, fighting back tears, unsolicited, to say this felt like a PGA Tour event and that made a difference. It just, in an instant, validated everything that I've been saying on your show and elsewhere for the last 2 years, which is this is going to be special. And I'm choking back tears. It's just, I cannot believe it, how perfectly it went.
Well, it was a great weekend, Nick, and record-setting crowds. We knew there was going to be a lot of fans there, but they really showed up to support. What was the response that you were hearing from the golfers or from out-of-towners who came about the support that St. Louis showed this event?
You know, on Sunday, I wanted to thank a few of the guys as they were coming in and invite them back. And they came and found me and thanked me and said, we are coming back. And I will tell you, I mean, Ernie Els committed already. And not only are they coming back, they raved about the course. They raved about the accommodations. They knew the mission. They were like, we love that you're trying to support charities in this part of town. And so, and here's the best part. A bunch of the guys, and I'm not going to name names, big name players said, we're coming back and we're going to make sure whoever wasn't in the field this year is coming next year. We want them to come experience. And you could kind of figure out some of those names. But they said that this is an elite event. They were just, I mean, Bernard Langer called Norwood an old, beautiful gem. Ernie Els said, I love this place. These are public quotes. It just, they really, really affirmed what we're trying to do.
And let's give a ton of credit to the superintendent over there. I was actually walking with Jay Delsing on Saturday, and he was saying, this is as nice as any course I've ever been on the tour. And the course was just in magnificent shape.
Yeah, Mike Knoll and his team have done an extraordinary job. I was with Jose Maria Olazabal a week before on Thursday. He came in early to practice, and I followed him a few holes, and he said to me, these are the best greens and the best fairways we've seen in 2 years. And this is Jose Maria. He's played on some good courses. And to a person, I heard that. And I want to also, I'd be remiss in not thanking the entire team, my colleague Steve Spratt, who put this together, Dan Sullivan, Tim Heitman, Alonzo Burt. We had 1,000 volunteers, and I know I saw you out there, Randy. It takes a village to put together a tournament. 1,000 volunteers, by the way, is more than most tournaments have, and we had to cap it at 1,000. But the team that put this together, it was flawless. I've heard nothing but compliments about the parking, the accommodations, food service. I mean, to do that in year one, we're going to make it better. But boy, what a great start.
Nick, relative to other recent Champions Tour events, do you have numbers yet? Do you have attendance numbers to show how the Ascension stacks up?
Yeah, I do. So for the week, we did 51,000 fans, which, to put that in perspective, the commissioner said if you do 30,000, which is the number I was thinking, it'd be their best week of the year. So we did 51,000. It was the best week in 5 years. It was the most ever in the history of the tour for a first-time event. Other than the majors, it was the biggest event in 5 years. So to do that in year one, I've been saying for 2 years that this was going to happen, and anybody that knows St. Louis sports knew that we were going to come out and support it. But for the rest of the country, if you saw the Golf Channel coverage, they were effusive in their praise of St. Louis again doing it, comparing it to the great event at Bellerive in 2018. And I think as we sell sports, it's part of the charm of our region. We have another great proof point that talks about why this is the best sports region in the country.
Nick, this was a successful weekend by any measure, but what's something that maybe you took away from this weekend that you would like to maybe alter or add moving forward?
We're going to build on stuff and make it better. I can tell you the 17th hole turned out to be a really fun area. That was where Club 314 was, and the build out on 17 was great. And we're going to continue to build that out. You know, it seemed like that was kind of where the party was happening down there, and I got a lot of great feedback on that. We're thinking about branding 17, 17 on the hill, and because it's an amphitheater, and maybe we'll bring in some of the food from the hill because we have the food trucks there, and that seemed to be a big hit. So I think next year we're going to brand that 17 on the hill and kind of make it our version of not quite what they have at the Waste Management. We want to be a bit more subdued and civil, but make that the fun party area. A lot of my colleagues who said, you know, can we go down there and hang out for a while? I said, absolutely, go mingle down there. But that seemed to be a really fun spot.
And finally, Nick Ragone of the Ascension Charity Classic. You mentioned the golfers are going to tell other golfers about the event. I would hope that of those 51,000 over the weekend, that a lot more will hear about the great things that were provided to them over the course of the weekend, and the entertainment, the ambiance, the food trucks, as you mentioned, because as a fan, I thought it was awesome. And I'm telling everybody right now, next year when the Ascension is back, people should buy tickets because it's really, really a cool event to go to.
I mean, absolutely. Look, the next year's attendance will be big. And I could tell you, I've gotten 100 texts. I haven't responded. So to all those out there, I will get back to you. But I've already gotten re-ups, for pro-am. Not re-ups, but like we need 4 pro-ams. I have several sponsors who said, you know, we missed out, but we want in. It, you know, look, it was hard for people to understand. I've been talking about this for 2 years and sort of with some people understanding. And it's hard to understand a vision before it happens. This week, when it happened, people said, oh, we get it. And so it's going to make fan attendance, sponsorship, corporate engagement. And at the end of the day, the big winner here is the Urban League, the Boys and Girls Club of Marygrove. I was thrilled that all 3 of their leaders were out there most of the week. They were delighted. The more we do, the more attendance, the more sponsorship, the more programs, the more they get. And at the end of the day, that's what this is about. David Thomas is our champion. I couldn't be more proud of somebody who could represent Ascension. He just stands for everything we do. But the first champion is the Urban League Boys and Girls Club of Marygrove. And that's really what this is about.
Nick, congratulations. Thanks so much. And I told you yesterday, we'll be out there on the Friday of the tournament next year. Michelle and I will be out there broadcasting.
Randy, thank you. Michelle, thank you. You guys have been supporters and believers in this, and I can't tell you how much that means to me. So thank you.
We're thrilled by it. Have a great day.
You too.
That is Nick Ragone of the Ascension Charity Classic, and it was just an overall spectacular success for St. Louis, as he mentioned, for the charities that benefited, for the golfers. And again, St. Louis sports fans show up in record numbers.